Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amelia. How may I assist you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm calling about an alert I got on my phone about a transaction that was taken out of my account.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what this is all about. I ordered some gummies about a month ago. The amount was $6.95. And that's all I agreed to, so I don't know what all this other stuff is about. They said I owe $100-something. I tried to call. Nobody's answered. But I didn't authorize anything else.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to look into it for you. Your zip code, please.
Area code 71047. That's my zip code.
Thank you. First and last name would be?
First name is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Last name is Neil, N-E-E-L.
I have a Patricia Neil. Are you Dean?
Yeah, that was the name on my credit card, correct.
Okay, that's your wife?
That's my wife, yes.
Okay, building address for security purposes, please.
10843 Old Mansfield Road, Keithville, Louisiana.
Thank you. So, yes, sir, reviewing the account shows that there was a contest that was entered. It was to win a free item, such as a free Dyson vacuum. Do you recall entering that contest for the Dyson vacuum?
I do not, ma'am. No, ma'am, I do not.
All right. Could someone in the household possibly enter the contest to win the free Dyson vacuum?
No, ma'am. No, nobody else here but my wife and myself.
All righty. So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. I'm going to go ahead and make sure I get the account counsel and connect you over with the fraud department, all right?
Okay.
All righty. One brief moment.